the Lord lets us be tonight. I thank God for every man in this room and every lady in this room. I sure do. I want to preach tonight. I preached this morning on what a man soweth, he shall also reap. I believe that. I believe that 100%. Whatever you, that is, when the Lord spoke that word to there in the book of Samuel, all that's just life. That's agriculture. That's farming. What you sow, you're going to reap. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Whatever you put in the ground, it's going to come forth, and it's going to, and you can't do nothing about it. Whatever you put down, that's what's going to come forth. So tonight, I want to talk to you for a few moments on, and it's just my heart. I just need some rest. Does anybody here tonight just need rest? Don't you wish that you could just get some rest? Have you ever laid down and slept 12 hours and woke up and felt like you ain't slept none? Maybe you didn't get a bit of rest. Just need some rest, mental, physical, spiritual. You just need rest. I don't know about you, but I get there in time for time in my life. Since I had my heart surgery, I don't know what all goes on, but I get white stuff on my mouth. And Brandy told me, said, you carry a handkerchief when you get up there and get that mess off there. She said, sometimes it hangs right there on the end. I just want to bump it off. I told her, that's the Holy Ghost, baby. That thing coming out faster than I can keep up with it. I have stood up, though. Listen to me. I have stood up and tried to preach and the Holy Spirit not be involved. And it bumbled and stumbled. But I know when He's real and I know when He's there and He's speaking. And tonight I want to speak to you, the core of the church here. And I want to talk to you about a rest. Just needing rest. If you have your Bibles, I ask you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 4. And I want to show you in Hebrews chapter number 4 how we, you, and I can get some rest tonight. Some very needful rest. Some very needful rest. And I'm not also talking about physical. I'm talking about spiritual. I have laid down in that same token for 2 hours and woke up and felt like I slept 12 hours. When you write with the Lord, it's on. Amen? Tonight, I want you to do me a favor. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. Hebrews chapter number 4, we're going to read 16 verses. Because I want to paint you a picture for just a few moments here before we dismiss and go home. Every time you see the word rest, I want you to say, I'm going to be reading, I want you to say, rest. 9 times you're going to see in 16 verses that he says, rest, that you can find a rest, that there is a rest that you can get to. Hebrews 4 and verse number 1, the Bible says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. Any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. He said they heard the word preached to them didn't profit them. Why? Because it's not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which believe do enter into, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, they shall enter into my. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did the seventh day from all his works, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. They didn't get into that rest because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore to the people of God. For he that has entered into his, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. Let us labor. Let us work, therefore, to enter into that. Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and all the joints of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Then there is any creature that is not manifest in thy sight. But all things are naked and open to the eyes of him who with whom he have to do. Seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, and Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us Therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace that we obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. Father, I thank you when this world gets me down and I don't know where to go or what to do. Lord, I can find rest in the blood of Jesus Christ. I can find rest tonight. Father, Lord, I thank you for Brother Bradley. Lord, I just lift him and his family up to you. Sister Carrie, Lord, I pray right now that you bless their ministry there at Glory Baptist Church. Lord God, I pray you rain down. Lord, I pray you touch them. Lord God, I pray you give them souls for their labor. Lord, I'm asking you to do a mighty work. Lord, I'm asking you tonight for the one that's weary tonight that you give them rest in their spiritual walk. Lord, you let them have rest. Let them have peace. Let them have comfort in the name of Jesus. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. I ask it in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. I just need some rest. There ain't no doubt that everyone could use some physical rest tonight. We live in a busy, chaotic, wide open generation, and we need spiritual rest also. Nine times Apostle Paul talked about in the book of Hebrews about entering into God's rest. He talked about entering into it. It's a place that you can go. It's a place that you can go and you can get to, Sister Kim, as we talked this morning about getting to that place. It's a place of rest. When you can get there, you can find rest. Rest here in this whole chapter means this. It means to settle down or be given rest. To know we have a high priest that has passed into the heavens and will take care of us will produce a rest in a believer's life. I want you to look with me in the last three verses how we know that we have a rest in Jesus Christ and I, how we can rest in Him. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 14. We have a high priest that's great. I'm talking about tonight. You have a high priest tonight that is great, that is seated in the heavens tonight. It says, seeing that we have a great high priest. You say, preacher, what makes Him great tonight? I see what makes Jesus Christ so great tonight. He is the place that He is in tonight. I thank God that He's not in the tomb. Amen. I thank God that He's not in that grave no more. No longer is He on the cross. He'll never go back to a grave. He'll never go back to a cross. When He comes, I want you to know He's coming to rapture His church. So I see the place that He's at is in the heavens. It's saying, seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens. No longer does man have to, you need somebody to make intercession for you. You don't need your preacher to make intercession for you when you pray. All you got somebody in His name is Jesus Christ. He makes intercessions. He leads you into the Father. This place is in the heavens. But also what makes see Him so great tonight is the person that He is. Look what the Bible says. Seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Hey, tonight, can I say to you that Jesus Christ, He is the Son of God tonight, and He is seated on the right hand of the Father. I see what makes Him so great tonight is the position that He's in. I see the person that He is tonight, but I also see that we can hold fast to Him because He is the profession of our faith tonight. You say, preacher, what does that mean, that He is the profession of your faith? I ask you and I ask anybody, do you know Jesus tonight? Not that you're a member of this church, not that this and that, but do you know Jesus Christ? He said, hold fast that profession tonight. What is that profession? It is the gospel tonight, the death, burial, and resurrection. That's what we hold on to tonight, so dear in our hearts. I see tonight we have a high priest that is great. Look with me, if you will, to Hebrews chapter number 3 and verse number 1. I see how He's so great tonight. Is He great in your life? Man, I'm telling you what, He is everything in my life. He says in Hebrews 3:1, He said, wherefore? He said, I'm going to tell you why. He said, wherefore? Here's why. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. Tonight, if you've been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, you are a holy brethren tonight. You are a holy brethren tonight. You say, preacher, I'm waiting on it. Don't you wait on it. You're already a holy brethren tonight. If you've been born again, that's what makes it so great. You don't have to wait on it to come. You don't have to wait on that. He already instills that in you. You become a child of God the moment you get born again. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. Man, that calling on your life, Brother Bradley, is a heavenly calling. Amen? It's not no earthly calling. It is a heavenly calling. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, who? Jesus Christ. He said, I want you to consider this. If you need rest tonight, consider your high priest tonight and how great he is. But I want to share this with you. Not only we got a high priest that's great, I'm talking about he knows everything that's going on, but we got a high priest that's got a grip. I don't know about this, does me good. Not only is he great and set high and lifted up, but he's got a grip on things. He said, preacher, I don't know if he's got a grip on things or not. He's got a grip on things. You say, I don't know about my life. He's got a grip on your life. If he didn't, you'd be lost going to a devil's hell if he didn't have a grip of you. If he didn't have a hold on you tonight, you would be hell bound tonight. But by the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, we got heaven in our eyes. Amen. We're looking to that place. Look at this high priest tonight. And we got a high priest that's got a grip. He said, for we don't have a high priest. Look what he says. Man, this just excites me. Look what he says. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He says, no matter what you go through, he's felt it too. He can feel it tonight. When you cry, when you hurt, when you're in pain, when you need help, guess what tonight? He feels that. It is touched. If I'm sitting behind the veil and I'm sitting behind a curtain, Brother Hagin, and you come to me and you're upset and you want to confess to me and talk to me, what's going on in your life won't affect me one bit. Now, I may get on some things. I may get affected. I may get upset. I may feel your feelings. But I want you to know tonight, you don't have to come to your preacher to confess. Can I get an amen? Ain't you glad tonight? I'm glad I ain't got to go to you and tell you all my problems, all my pain, and where I've messed up. I can go straight to Jesus. He knows what it is now. He knows what I feel. Listen to this. He knows what I feel when I don't even know what to say. He knows what I need to say. He knows the feeling of our infirmities. He knows what it is. He knows what it is to be tempted but without sin. He knows what it is to be put on the hot seat without giving in. He knows tonight. You say, preacher, what is it? It's because he's got a grip of things. Tonight, I want you to see this in the text tonight. Not only is he great, but he has got a grip tonight, and he holds on to you tonight. You say, preacher, how does he got a grip? Number one, he knows our feelings. He knows your feelings tonight. He knows when the Holy Ghost needs to come up beside you and just give you a pat on the back. He knows when the Holy Ghost needs to come up to you and scold you real good. He knows what you need. He knows your feelings. For we have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but as was at all points tempted, like we are, yet without sin. I say to you tonight, he knows our feelings. He knows our failures. Man, you're talking about a high priest that knows when you fail. You're talking about a high priest. That's a grip tonight. He knows our feelings. He knows our failures. He knows our faults. And he still loves us. This morning I was walking before church. I got out there walking, just walking up down the road, Brother Jake. And man, the Holy Ghost just got all over me as I was walking down that road and just thinking about what a man soweth, he shall also reap. And I was just walking. And the Spirit of God just got all over me. And I'm talking about just all over me. And I said, Lord God, I thank you that you're my friend. I watched that yesterday when Jelly Roll was on there and they was going to kick for that on game day. I watched that and they got Jelly Roll out there. And I don't know where he is with the Lord. That's between him and the Lord. But they said, Jelly Roll, you got a song. And he said, I sure do. And he started saying, I only talk to God when I need a favor. That's what he said. Man, if you talk to God only when you need a favor, you're in trouble. I'm telling you tonight, this is live, recorded, going on the internet. That's okay, but I'm telling you, I don't talk to him when I need a favor. I talk to him because he's my father, and he's my friend, and I have a relationship with him. He has a relationship with me. I love him, and most of all, he loves me. Amen. And I got walking down that road, Brother Jake, and I just started having me a fit. And I said, God, you know everything about me, yet you still want to be around me. God, you know all my failures, all my faults, and you still want to be around me. Lord, if there's some things, if Brady knew it all, she would divorce me, run out the back door, get away. But I got a God in heaven that knows everything, and he still stays around. Man, if that don't get you excited, I don't know what will. I got a God in heaven that knows all my faults, all my failures, every time I'm down and out, no good, no count, and he still wants something to do with me. You know how friends do you? As long as they can get from you, they'll be around you. As long as they can get what they need from you, they'll be around you. They'll love you up. They'll be your best buddy until you say, I can't do that. Then they don't want nothing to do with you. You know what? God ain't that way. The Holy Spirit's not that way. Jesus is not that way. He has been touched. He's got a grip of us tonight. And man, I just got walking down that road, and I got thinking about that. I got thinking about my kids. Man, they wouldn't want nothing to do with their daddy. They wouldn't want to be around their daddy if they knew some things, I think. Amen? Boy, if you knew what I was thinking all the time, you wouldn't want to sit right there. But if I knew everything you was thinking, I wouldn't want you sitting right there. Why? Because we're human. Because we're human. But we got a high priest that's got a grip on our life. He knows my faults. He knows my failures. He knows my mess ups. He knows my hiccups. And he knows my future. And he knows tonight. If it wasn't for him, there's no way I can make it to heaven. What we have to be careful of tonight is we get wound up in what we can do and we keep working, trying to work our own salvation And tonight, if you're not careful, you will not have no rest in your life. There's got to come a time when you fail as a Christian, you fall as a Christian, you falter as a Christian, that you got to come to yourself and you got to say, it ain't about me, it's about Jesus. It ain't about me. I can't understand it. It's too great for me. I can't understand a thing going on. He told Peter there, you remember that? He told Peter, he said, you can't understand what's going on. Peter told him, said, Lord, if you're going to wash, wash me all. He said, hey, wash me. He said, you don't understand, Peter. I've got to wash your feet. You don't understand. Folks, tonight, I don't understand it all, but I do know him. Amen. So let me give you this tonight. Not only did I see he's great and he's got a grip. Man, a grip like you ain't never seen. Turn with me, if you will, to John chapter number 10 tonight. And let's look here in verse number 28 tonight. I'm talking about a grip that'll hold you when you don't even hold yourself. John chapter number 10 and verse number 28. We got a high priest that's great. Rest in that. Rest in that. This morning after church, as you find your place in John chapter number 10 and verse number 28, this morning as at the end of service, I got... Man, a great friend of mine. I'm talking about a great friend of mine, Chris Hudgens. Man, me and Chris was in jail together, in rehab together. And Chris has been to this church testifying. Y'all going to remember him. He's bald-headed, tattooed sleeves all the way down his arms. Y'all remember him? Come with Teen Challenge. We got in the car. Y'all remember? We got in the car this morning, and his wife texted Brandy and said, hey, when you get this call, text me. I said, Chris died. She said, how do you know that? I said, it just... I know y'all think I'm crazy. She said, are you serious? Most times when she calls, you know, but she said, are you serious? I said, he died. She said, maybe not. She picked up the phone. I'm not no prophet. I'm not no priest, but I have a Father in heaven that alerts my spirit. Do y'all have that? Well, a lot of folks calls it coincidence or conscience or karma. Let me tell you who he is. His name's Jesus. It's the Holy Ghost of heaven. So Brandy, she said, you gonna wait till we get home? I said, no, go ahead and call right now. We just backed out of the parking lot. She said, we're gonna have service. I said, we're gonna have service. She dialed it up and hit the phone. And when she answered, you just knew. And she said that he was supposed to be picking her up from the airport. She'd been on vacation or something like that. Shaking her head, yeah. Supposed to be picking her up from the airport. And last night, he'd been cleaning the car, getting ready to go get her. And the son come home, and the four doors was open on the car. He lives down on Mud Creek below Vernon. Great friend of mine. Four doors open, and said he walked in the house, and Chris was sitting on that bed. Just sitting on the edge of the bed. And he hollered, and he said, hey, Daddy, don't forget, we got to get Mama in the morning. Said he went on in there, done his thing, went to bed, woke up this morning, walked back in there, and he's still sitting on the side of the bed just like he was. About 51, 52-year-old. Listen, you ain't got to be old to die. If you've done made it to 70 or 80, you praise God. I ain't but 45, and I'm just hoping to get to 55. You say, you crazy. Man, I got my toes in the sand. I'm a-digging. And said he walked back down the hall. He said, Daddy, we got to get Mama. You better get ready. And said he didn't say nothing. He walked in there, and there he sat dead. 51, 52-year-old. Dead. He said, Preacher, what does that got to do with anything? What does that got to do with this message? It's got all to do with this message. Man, he had his problems. He had his things going on in his life. But I'm telling you this right now, by the blood of Jesus Christ, he made it in. His profession in Jesus Christ. Hold fast your profession. Hold fast your profession. Don't get caught up in what you mess up and do. Don't get caught up in what stumbles you and trips you and makes you fall. Get caught up in the profession that you have in Jesus Christ. We got a high priest that's great. Man, brag on him. And we got a high priest that's got a grip. Let me show you this grip that he's got. Man, it gets on me. Man, when I go to funerals and I see him at that age, it just gets me. John chapter number 10, verse number 28, and here's what he said. Let's go to 27. John 10, 27. He said, my sheep hear my voice. Have you heard the shepherd? My sheep hear my voice and I know them. He's not calling goats and trying to figure out who's the goat and who's the sheep. He said, I know my sheep. And they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. Not temporal, not saved today and lost tomorrow. But I give them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. I see tonight we got a high priest that's great and it's got a grip. You're talking about a grip. He said, my children, my sheep are in my hand. Jesus said,
And he said, I'm in the Father's hand. Now, it's one thing to have a grip on something, but it's something totally different to have a double grip. If you've ever shook Brian Scott's hand, you know he's getting a grip. I just pat him on the shoulder when I go by him now. No offense, no hard feelings, anything. He my kinfolk, but this thing got to do me. You hear me? This thing got to do me. But you think that's a grip. If God didn't have his hand on you, you'd be in trouble. To the biggest, baddest Christian you know, if God didn't have a grip on you, you'd be in trouble. You'd be out living your life the way you want to live it, doing what you want to do. But he's got a grip on you. I see he's not only great, I see he don't only have a grip, but I want to show you in closing here what Jesus, this high priest, is. We got a high priest that's graceful. Not only is he great and got a grip, but he's graceful. Look what he said. Let us, that's you and me, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. He's graceful. So what do you mean, preacher? You can go to him and you can just tell all your problems, all your pain, everything you got going on boldly. You don't have to, you can go to him boldly. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Boldly come to the throne of grace. Bravely come to the throne of grace. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, 7 through 8. As we get ready to close tonight, I want to show you this. 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, 7 through 8. You say, preacher, it seems like all I do is stay at the feet of Jesus. Praise God. Preacher, seems like all I'm doing is praying and I ain't getting nowhere. If you're praying, you're getting somewhere. Trust me. And I wrote this down and I've said it before. How many times do I come to him? How many times do you want to? Paul come three times with the same problem. Look what he says here. 2 Corinthians 12 and verse number 8. Let's do verse 7. He said, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Man, can I say to you, Satan knows your weakness. The messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought, or I came boldly before the Lord three times, that I might, it might depart from me. And he said unto me, this is the high priest that we got that's so great, that's got a grip, and that's graceful. He said, he ought to just remove it. He knows more than we know. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I see that we got a high priest that's graceful. You can boldly come to him. You can bravely come up to him because your future is built upon him. Your future is built upon him. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 18 through 20. We'll close with this tonight. Ephesians chapter number 2, 18 through 20. You need some rest tonight, go to your high priest. Man, he's great. He's got a grip, and he'll give you grace. Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number, if you would, verse number 18, the Bible says, for through him, who? Our high priest, through Jesus. For through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. By him we have access to the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Tonight, if you need rest, you can come to Jesus. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Man, you can be at your workplace and everything be going crazy. You don't have to wait to get to church to get to where Jesus is. You don't have to bow your head to get to where he is. There's been times I've just been in a conversation talking with somebody. I said, Lord, you got to take this over right now. You got to give me so much wisdom right now. I need it now. I ain't audibling it out, but in my mind I'm thinking. And a lot of times it does me real good not to audible it out, but to think it. See, Satan's the prince of the air. And when you get audibling out some things, he'll take your words and twist them. He'll take what you're thinking and twist it. He'll take things and because he knows. So sometimes when I really need God, just to, Lord, you just take this right here. A lot of times I won't even audible it out. I say, Lord, you know my need. You know my need. Tonight, if I can give this body right here anything, take rest in knowing that Jesus is on your side. That he is on your side. God of the universe is on your side. I don't know about you, but that does me good. It does me good when things of this world come my way. Things come from every corner. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to turn. It does me good. Last night, and I won't get into ball game, but last night I was watching the ball game. And Bernard, the receiver for Alabama, had on a black across his face. I believe it was John 3:30. John 3:30. And I told Brandon, I said, what's John 3:30 say? He must increase and I must decrease. When you increase your high priest, and you see, you're right where you need to be. It'll do a work in your life. This week, I want to challenge you to do this. Any problem, anything comes your way, before you talk to anybody about it or take it anywhere, just take it to Jesus. Take every problem, everything you've got, and take it to Jesus. And I promise you this tonight, just a little talk with Jesus. That's what it does, don't it? Just a little talk with Jesus makes everything all right. All right, let's circle up tonight. Let's circle up. Let's pray.